Good morning. Today I want to just briefly touch base on that. There's so many concepts that I think people now in 2022, and yes, that was a slight delay in my speech. I had to think about what year it was. And if you're not listening to this on 1.5 times X, turn it up. But there's a lot of things that people currently today are missing in their interpersonal skills, in their teachings. Like the times have changed. The times have changed. They've absolutely changed. Since the time that I was born till I could start recalling to now, like this lifetime, times have vastly changed. I went from having no idea to what a like text was to now being able to talk in my car and having my phone text someone. Like it's a big difference. And although technology has substantially advanced, and I don't even know if we're really privy to the actual extent of the advancements, I think we're getting like a trickle down advancement, you know, like, oh, here's a phone, try and use this, you know, like, I don't think we're privy to the extent of technology. But while that has been advancing, I think that our actual communication skills are declining. I think our interpersonal skills are declining. The way that we can interact in person, I think that the actual interaction and understanding of basic human behavior is declining, and it's something that would have been taught at one point from, you know, like parental roles to children roles, you know, whether it's a mentor or a leader or a teacher. Like, I think that that aspect is really shifting. So it's important to, you know, realize that as you are interacting with people that are younger than you, they may not know. They just may not know. They may have never been taught. And I try to think, I was taught so much by my grandparents, who, my grandma was born in 1922 and my grandpa in 1930. Like, they started the foundation of my interpersonal skills. Like, I still write letters to this day. Letters. Send them in the mail. Snail mail. Because that's what my nan did. She got me so hooked onto how special like a card can be to someone that I love it. I love sending them, and I love the entire thought process and feelings that go along with that. It's really great. So what I want to talk about today, briefly touch on, is relationships. A lot of people hear that word and they think it's sexual, like a partner, like a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a fiance, a wife, you know, a throuple, like whatever relationship. But relationship is actually all encompassing. It's the way that you are relating to another person, another thing, another place. Relationship. It doesn't have to be romantic. Friendships are relationships. Like the way that you are interacting with people is a relationship. There's a lot of people that I interact with that I try and just keep it like a real surface level relationship, because I either just get real bad vibes from them and I don't even want to dip down. Like I just, or there's something else about it. Like I think that I will not be able to, you know, control my boundaries, or they'll make me mad. There's a lot of things. But surface level, like, it's fine. And it's good to be able to establish that, because if you're trying to dive deep with every person you meet, like, more power to you, really. Because I do love the deep relationships. I love the deep relationships, but not every relationship is capable of that. Not every relationship is meant for that purpose. Some, we have like fair weather friends that when things are good and happy and upbeat, like, they're around. They want to be in your life. When things dip down a little bit lower, it's not for them. Same for you. You know, you might have people that you want to be around when things are good, and when things are bad, they are the worst people to be around. Some people thrive off of drama and things being bad and negativity. And you can just tell when you're talking to someone, you know, if you have a problem and you're reaching out to people to help you problem solve, what you don't want and what you should be really aware of is people that are really amplifying the problem. Instead of going through potential solutions or talking through your feelings or letting you vent, they are amping up your lower vibrational feelings, your anger, your rage. They're not just taking your side. It's not that. It's not them just supporting you. It is them intentionally pulling those feelings and making them as strong as possible. So you want to be really mindful of that. And as I'm saying that, I know you can think of people that do that. Because it happens to me quite frequently, actually, way more than I'd like to admit. And a lot of times I don't even recognize it's happening until it's already like pretty deep into it. And I can feel myself like going from just being a little bit upset to just filled with rage. And that's not what I'm looking for when I'm trying to get someone to help me work through a problem. That's not it. So I've just learned to become very, I don't want to say very independent, but very, very selectful. Selectful? Is that a word? I'm selective. Selective. Very selective with who I share my genuine problems with that I actually need assistance solving. Super selective. Because I've learned along the way that not everyone is aligned with you and for your greatest good. And it's okay. That's okay. But you don't want to be taking advice or amplifying lower vibrational feelings because you're trying to actually solve something or move forward. You want to skip that step. And the only way that you can actually see that is for you to see it. I can tell you over and over that there's going to be, you want to test it? Do you want to test it? You can come up with your problem. It can be something small, something big, something that just irritates you that you're capable of solving on your own. That's going to be key. You're capable of solving it on your own. And you actually know what the solution is. Present that problem to different people and see where they go with it. Go ahead and try out the theory. See where they go with it. Is it going to go negative? Is it going to go positive? Are they going to try and care about your feelings? Are they going to try and make you feel better? Make the other person feel worse? Like, you can really learn a lot from people just by comparing things like that. All right. Are you ready for some real talk? So, there was an obvious break in the podcast, and I started recording again. I like doing it while I'm driving because it gives me a nice, it's nice for me. But anyway, I had recorded a pretty lengthy section on nourishing relationships and the different types of relationships you have, and it was this whole big long thing. And then I got a call, and the call came across my phone. I took the call. It was a girl that was like super irritated, and I went back to the podcast and everything I had recorded was deleted. And I had already been on the border. When you're an HSP, highly sensitive person, when you're sensitive to energy, sensitive to everything, you may or may not know what you're experiencing, but when you get overstimulated, it's really difficult to regulate your emotions. And a lot of times when you get overstimulated, you go right to like anger, like being annoyed, irritated. Like that's my edge. My edge for the past couple days has been like teetering right along, like super productive and irritated. So I'm like back and forth. And I know when I'm getting this way. And this is what I try to teach people. When you are getting to that point where you are overexerting yourself, when you're overstimulated, like I am right now, you need to recognize it. You need to start recognizing these little signals that you have. hopefully you can recognize them in yourself. If you can't recognize them in yourself to start with, you can start recognizing the way other people respond to you and the way that you are reacting to other people. Normally everything is just like, meh, whatever. That's just my whatever. Everything's cool. Everyone's different. Just go with the flow. Like, I try to stay just even keel. Like the ups and downs, the highs and lows are just, they're just not it. But right now I'm like so maxed out that every single little thing that happens, like my computer wouldn't turn on properly. I was like, I just want to do 5 minutes worth of work right now, and I can't even get this to come on because it wasn't plugged. And it, like, instead of me just being like, oh, let me troubleshoot this and see why it won't come on, immediately irritated. This is what happens, and it's okay. This is just a normal, it's a normal process during like the growth period. We have to try and figure out as a whole, what do we feel and how do we fix it? What do we feel and how do we fix it? Because right now, I was just driving in the car with someone and I was like, oh my God, like hold your shit together. I felt like I could hear electricity from the car. Like every noise has become amplified. Every single sound that is occurring in my world has become amplified. I've lost the, regulatory aspect of my hearing, and all I hear is just like everything so pronounced. So I'm currently on my way to the gym. It's evening time. I missed all of my regular things that I do today. I did journal. I did get that morning like bit in, but then everything just got a little bit off and was a little bit off. And where I could normally just go with the flow today, because I have not been properly taking care of myself and properly meditating and channeling and focusing on my needs, today I'm like this. So I'm hoping that I can get to the gym. I can maybe see no one that I know, and I can actually work out. I already have the idea in my head that if I get to the gym and I actually work out, I am going to be so happy with myself. Because in this moment right now, the way that I feel right now, just being in my car is overstimulating. So the thought of actually walking into the gym is really uncomfortable for me, although I know that it's going to be therapeutic. So I'm just trying to give everybody a little bit of an in into, you know, how this works and what happens and what we're thinking. And, you know, it's all just really, really different. And the way I'm feeling today, hopefully, I'm hoping that it goes away tonight. You know, I don't know exactly what triggered it. I don't know exactly what, like, I keep trying to think back, because this is what I try to teach. So I keep trying to think back, you know, yesterday I was slightly overstimulated yesterday. Slightly. I was able to control it, but slightly overstimulated. The day before that, I don't remember being overstimulated, but I definitely wasn't high vibrational. So like there's been like a little pattern. And when it gets to the overstimulated like this, you know, I know all of the ways to bring myself back to, you know, calm everything down and slow everything down. But until I do that and the actual act of doing that, it's just gonna continue. I was like in the bathroom today and I could hear like such a shrill water movement through pipes. I was like, oh my God, please stop. Please, whatever that is. Like I was just like, I gotta get out of here. I can't even. So everybody gets different. everybody's different with what overstimulates them, what makes them feel overwhelmed, and what makes them feel anxious. And I can usually handle a lot before it starts to really interfere with my day-to-day. You know, I can take on a lot, but then it just starts to really be obvious, like, today, like, I need self-care. And my self-care is not the same as your self-care is going to be. My self-care might be spending hours, like, cleaning out someone's house or building something, you know? Like, my self-care is different. My self-care might be, like, traveling by myself on a crowded plane where I don't have to interact with anybody. Like, my self-care is not what your self-care is going to look like. I can give you plenty of examples of things that I've seen people do and utilize as self-care tips for something that you could try. I can give you things that have helped me, but ultimately, like, when you get like this, you need to disconnect. And when I say disconnect, it's whatever that means to you. Does it mean disconnect from your phone, disconnect from people, disconnect from the world? Like, is what does it look like and for how long? That's you. That's going to be all dependent on how you can respond to things and how well you can really, really hone in on what you need and when you do it. So there's a lot of practices that I've been trying to incorporate into my everyday. It's funny, I talked to my brother today, and he was talking about meditating and getting high. And I was like, oh yeah, like, if I could start my day meditating and getting high, I absolutely 100% would, because that puts me in such a spiritual, creative headspace. But I said, I can't. Like, that's not the life I'm living right now. Like, I could meditate and get high maybe at night, but it's not the world I'm living in right now, and I can't operate in a business analytical world like that. I can't. And I'm well aware that I'm balancing, like, two very different sides of myself right now, and I'm doing a great job, but there's certain times when I have to, you know, let one take over. Like, today the one that wanted to take over was the analytical business side. And for me to do that, I really, really just need, like, this strong concentration. And I need to be able to start a task and finish it. And when I get overstimulated, normally I can multitask like a motherfucker. I can be listening to a podcast. I can be doing, like, payroll and emails and journaling. Like, I can be doing, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 active things at one time. And, like, while I'm listening to the podcast, I can be taking notes from it. Like, I really can do a lot at one time. But when I get in this overstimulated state, it makes it difficult for me to even just exist. Like, everything seems like it's taking a like backseat to what I'm trying to do. And I can't even explain what I'm trying to do because I'm so overstimulated and I'm trying to sort out what's what. What's important and what's not important. So I'm almost at the gym, but it's good to try and find ways that you can decompress and calm yourself down before you get to the point of being, like, overstimulated. Because I already knew today, I was like, oh, now you did it. Like, I knew already. I'm like, son of a bitch. I should have been, you know, focusing on self-care or, you know, doing one of these hundreds of things that I teach other people to do. Like, I should have seen the signs. I should have, but it's all part of the process. So I'm almost at the gym. Hopefully I'll get some cardio, but spread love and don't beat yourself up.